You are listening to a Side Streets production.
Hey, let's go to town. Hey, maybe I'll show you around. Hey, let's go to town on the weekend. All the best stuff's on the side streets. Might be hot, but it's a dry heat, yeah.
Hello and welcome to episode number 066 of the Side Streets podcast. Loyal listeners might know that we've been away for a little bit. A few months, who's counting? I've had some things going on, We've got a mellower vibe here at the Side Streets podcast because I snuck away to record this while baby Andrew, who just turned 4 months old today, is napping in the other room. And if you do anything to wake him up, I swear I will find you. I will track down your IP address, fly to your house, and shake you in the middle of the night, 2:30. It doesn't matter. I'm going to make sure that you feel some pain, because right now we got a little bit of peace and quiet. And that's all some new parents can ask for. But things are good. Thank you for asking. Things are great. Parenthood is the greatest. My wife Kelly, at Kelly Hawk on Twitter, is an incredible mom. And we're loving it. We just don't have as much time to pursue things like free podcasts anymore. And that's fine, because we're bringing to you this special, one time only. No, you know what? I'm not going to say that. We're going to do a few more of these. But it's not going to be the same as it used to be, because we here at Side Streets headquarters, we are embarking upon a brand new, very ambitious, very time-consuming project. You see, we're going to take some of the interviews that we've done here. We're going to revisit some old friends, make some new friends. You can get with my friends. You can make it a weekend. Know what I'm saying? What song is that from? Oh, that's Puffy's part in Big Papa. So we're not going to do that. What we're going to do is write a book. Yep, you heard me. The Side Streets podcast is going to become a book of sorts. What I want to do is I want to talk about Tucson's musical history and try to weave it in with what's going on musically right now, and how the past influences the present, influences the future, and stories that may or may not have happened that have a larger impact than the stuff that actually did happen. Does that make sense? Not really. See, the way I figure it, things matter whether or not they happened, as long as the people believe that they happened. And in no area is that more true than in music. Because you'll have these stories that turn into legends, that turn into myths. And whether or not they actually happened as they're told is completely irrelevant because of the impact it eventually had on the scene. So what I want to do is collect as many interviews as I can. Try to weave together this folkloric tale of Southwestern rap and rock and weird indie stuff and house parties and whatever else I can find. I'm going to talk to dozens of people, and the craziest stories are going to make the book. Here's an example. When I was a young boy getting into classic rock, my dad used to tell me these stories about how Jimi Hendrix would play at the Chicago bar, or how he saw Black Sabbath at a bowling alley. And I don't know if that actually happened, but when I was 12 or 13 years old, I thought that was the coolest thing in the world. Black Sabbath in a bowling alley? That had to have been nuts. So in the back of my mind, that was probably something that made me want to move to Tucson, join a band, do what it is I do. And I have no idea if Black Sabbath ever played a Tucson bowling alley, and at this point it doesn't matter. So, if you were ever a guest on this show, you'll probably see an email from me in the next few weeks as I start compiling interviews. And if you were ever a listener to this show, I would beg of you to please tweet at me at @AntProvenis or at @SideStreetsPod with any kind of encouragement you might have, because, as you may know, it's very easy to get bogged down and forget and get down on yourself and say, no, I can't do it. This book is too daunting. I'm a failure. Flips desk over, quits. I'm not going to do that, but I'm going to need your help because this project is going to be time-consuming and all-encompassing, and we're going to do it in between the times when little baby Andrew needs some food or a diaper changed or some attention because he's a baby. So in those little moments when he's asleep, I'm going to be pounding away at the keyboard trying to get this thing done. So that's the plan. At this moment, I don't have any intention of starting a Kickstarter or anything. What I'm going to do is maybe self-publish this thing. If anybody out there wants to publish it, get in touch. I'd love to do it with you. But if nobody sees any money to be made here, I'm going to put it out myself. I'll sell it for what I think is a fair price. And if at any point you downloaded any of the previous 65 free episodes, you wanted to toss a few bucks my way when this book comes out, that'd be a real nice thing to do. So, this podcast is going to be update central for this massive book project, as of right now, untitled, but working title, Crummy Desert Sounds, after one of my favorite Resonars records. So, that's the end of this first update. We're going to leave you with a little bit of Tucson rock and roll, as we always do, with the aforementioned Resonars. The track you're about to hear is called Definitely Crescent Ridge, and it's something you should definitely know if you're a Tucson rock and roll fan. That kind of wordplay is what we're going to pursue in the book, so don't bail on it yet, but that's kind of, anyway. I haven't slept much. It's going to be better. I promise. The book will be good. If it comes together the way I hope, it's going to be really, really special. You've been listening to the Side Streets Podcast. My name is Nick Provenis, and I think I hear the baby crying. I better go. Talk to you guys soon. Bye!
Understand why he's up right now going.